AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Rescuers in a remote area of the Atlantic Ocean are racing against time to find a missing submersible carrying five people on a mission to document the wreckage of the Titanic. The submersible, named the Titan, is part of a mission of OceanGate Expedition. It carried a pilot, a renowned British adventurer, two members of an iconic Pakistani business family, and another passenger. Authorities reported the vessel overdue Sunday night, about 435 miles south of St. John's, Newfoundland. Tropical storm Brett has formed in the Atlantic.
The tropical season's second named storm, Brett, has formed in the central Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters say it could pose a hurricane threat to the eastern Caribbean by Thursday and the Dominican Republic and Haiti by the weekend. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Brett is expected to strengthen over the next 2 days, reaching Category 1 hurricane strength of 74 miles per hour by Wednesday night as it nears the Lesser Antilles. Because of wind shear, the storm is not expected to strengthen into a Category 2 storm. Experts say it's rare for tropical Atlantic storm to reach hurricane strength in June. I'm Norman Hall.
A new study says that homeless people in California were struggling with poor health and deep poverty before becoming homeless.
The study released by the University of California, San Francisco, attempts to capture a comprehensive picture of how people become homeless in California. It's a survey of nearly 3,200 homeless people, which found that when they lost housing, their median household income was $960 a month. For renters on leases, it was $1,400 a month, of which on average half went to rent. Homelessness is all too pervasive in California, where an estimated 171,000 people are without a place to live. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. New York City police have arrested a man for hitting singer Bebe Rexha with a cell phone. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta with the latest.
Bebe Rexha is sporting a black eye and a cut above her eyebrow, but on social media, she's quoting her own song. I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right. Rexha was performing in New York on Sunday when she was hit in the head by a cell phone thrown from the audience. Video posted on social media shows her grabbing her face and falling to her knees. Rexha was treated at a hospital. Police have charged a 27-year-old New Jersey man with assault. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And European Union consumer protection groups are urging regulators to investigate the type of artificial intelligence underpinning systems like ChatGPT over risks that leave people vulnerable. They want action before the bloc's groundbreaking AI regulations take effect. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.